When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Schick and Nick podcast is brought to you by our good pal, Paul from The Beanery. You need to check out thebeanerycoffee.com. You can check out the menu so you can make the right choice before you even have to make it to Shard when you're going through the drive-thru or heading on in there. They got anything you can think of, boy. Smoothies, coffees, hot coffees, cold coffees. They got teas. They got cappuccinos. You name it, they got it. It's Paul taking care of you. It's The Beanery, serving people coffee.
And I believe that there are times in games where a shot clock violation is not a bad thing.
You know, even the first possession of the ball game, when we had let the shot clock violation, to me, that's not all that bad of a possession. It's almost like a punt.
Show, here we go.
Well, we're coming at you live here on a Sunday night, and that was a great throwback. That was Mike DeCourcy post game after the Nebraska ball win over Rutgers Sunday night, and I couldn't help but think as I heard Mike DeCourcy from Big Ten Network and the Sporting News reference shot clock violations are okay. Thinking about it, called to mind Doc Sadler in a loss to Kansas saying, hey, opening possession, shot clock violation, not a bad thing. It's almost like a punt.
One of the best and most iconic Doc quotes, in my opinion. I mean, he has, it's no big deal. You know, I don't even recognize what we're doing. He's got a lot of classic ones, but in some ways, he is synonymous with a shot clock violation simply because of that quote that he was kind of a fan. It's like a punt.
I can remember doing the radio show the next morning with you going, oh my goodness, we are talking about a shot clock violation. That's how bad things are for Nebraska ball, because we were talking about a shot clock violation almost being like a punt.
Yes.
And here's the... Again, and this turned into this drop.
It's almost like a punt.
It's almost like a punt.
It's almost like a punt.
It sure is, Doc. You will soon be fired.
It's almost like a punt.
Oh, I love you, Doc.
Now we've gone from punting is... Oh, we love Doc. It's almost... Punting is winning form of basketball to now this team's headed to the NCAA tournament. I mean, how about this? By winning, by scoring points, not punting.
It's almost like a punt.
It's a full circle moment, full decade. It's happening. Are you ready to comfortably just have they punched their ticket? Are you ready to Polar Express punch their ticket?
Yeah, I'm the Polar Express. I think they have the golden ticket. I think this is more Willy Wonka.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think they're about ready to go to the gates. They've got the golden ticket. They're doing the golden ticket dance, and they're walking in there getting a tour of the bracket. They're getting the tour of the NCAA tournament.
It's what it feels like. It's what it feels like. And then to me, if they could actually potentially go to Omaha as a 10 seed, which the committee chair has said they would not be, they would be willing to send Nebraska to Omaha. Oh man.
Milwaukee. I'll believe it when I see it that they would send Nebraska 50 minutes from home.
Can you believe that?
As a 10?
That seems like the most unfair thing in the world. But, you know, I don't know. After, I mean, I think the rebuttal would be like, hey, guys, you really want to send Nebraska to Omaha? The rebuttal would be, you do realize they've never won a tournament game. Like, this is the least we can do is to try to do everything we can to give them their first tournament win.
Are the bracketing principles that the 10 seed gets home court advantage over the 2 seed in the second round? Is that the bracketing principle?
If there's a fine print, there's an asterisk, there's a footnote. If that 10 seed has not won a tournament game, then they get geographical advantages for.
I like that.
You like that? That's what it is.
I do.
That is what it is. You know, that is what it is.
I'm going to fully admit I was not watching this game.
I was calling a different game. I can't even. I was calling a women's game. Purdue, Michigan, women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw that, and I got this text from Mike Hall. Yeah. By the way, I got this text from Mike Hall. It was a selfie of you and Mike Hall doing the same kind of hey kind of look courtside, and Mike sent it to me and Kevin Kugler and you, and it said, direct quote, Mike, you're the best broadcasting partner I've ever had, ever. Honestly, it's not even close, end of quote. And I, of course, responded with, odd you would send a quote by Autumn Johnson with this picture. But did you have a good time with Mike?
Had a great time with him. We talked about you. We talked about the Schick and Nick show. We talked about how much he adores you, how much he is like always fired up to whenever you ask him to come on your radio show. Like he is, and he remembers anytime he came on to Schick and Nick, he really enjoyed it. You know, there's certain guys that you watch from a distance and you're like, he's of the same ilk. He's cut from the same cloth. Like, he's one of those guys. I've never met Mike. I've only talked to him, whether it be on the radio show or if I'm doing a studio hit for BTN or something like that. But today was the first time I've spent time with him in person and called a game with him. And you would have thought we were long lost friends that have just been working together a million times. I knew that's how it would be.
I'll put that on the poll. Is Mike Hall cut from the same cloth as Schick and Nick? I will agree with you because, when ESPNU was celebrating its 10-year anniversary, I'd only been there a few years at the time. But Mike Hall started ESPNU. He was the main anchor there coming off of the Dream Job experience. And he was the first anchor. And so he's at Big Ten Network for the 10-year. Big Ten Network allows him to appear on ESPNU for the 10-year anniversary. And that's when I first met Mike Hall, and we shared the desk together, almost like a Sports Center duo.
Yes.
It was the first time we met, and we wound up holding hands on the set. Like, it was
he literally,
and it felt very comfortable. It was oddly comfortable.
He told that exact story. He goes, I met Matt, I immediately hit it off with him to the point where once we held hands, I was like, wow, this is happening. Was this as like a ceremonial, like, bridging of the old ESPNU and the new, like, was there some sort of like zoom in on your hands coming together?
It was something like that. Well, it wasn't live. The show was live that we did, but the holding of hands happened for a picture. I might actually throw that up there on the.
You might need to holding hands with a man. Page, would you rather hug a man or hold hands with a man? I think I'd rather hug a man.
Yeah, hug a man or hold hands with a man. I will put that on the poll. As well. I will say I was not watching this game, but I did get alerts even from one Michael Severe about something we had to address that happened at the end of the game.
Oh no.
Now
my game what game? What,
not your game.
Okay.
The Rutgers Nebraska game. Okay.
All right.
Don't search Twitter. Don't search Twitter. Let this be organic.
When I try to pull up Twitter, by the way, it's telling me something went wrong, but don't fret. It's not your fault. I swear to God, that's what it's saying.
Is that really?
Yeah. So, I mean,
wow.
I'm not going to be able to help with polls or anything today because I can't do it. But, okay. I'm not. All right. If Michael Severe, as long as it's not Maxim's latest top 100 hottest chicks list. What is this? Is it about Maxim's top 100 list, or is it something
not
the broadcast?
It is about the post game interview that Sean Morris did with Fred Hoiberg. I want you to listen,
okay,
and then I want your main reaction to it. The first words that you think of after you hear it. Here we go.
And our Sean Morris is standing by with the head coach Fred Hoiberg. Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win on an emotional day. Before we talk specifically about this game today, as you kind of reflect back, still some more basketball to play, but what has this senior class meant to you during your time here?
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
Rather than kind of look at specifically this game, talk a big picture about what the senior class has meant to you and your program.
Yeah, they've meant the world to us.
I mean, seriously? Y'all laughed at me. Y'all laughed and laughed.
Oh, God, nice crutch. Bah, learn how to do media and interview somebody without asking, oh, can you hear? I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Well, back-to-back interviews here. Well, they're having trouble hearing you on the chat. Who's laughing now? I was ahead of my time.
Is this how Sean Morris should have begun the interview with Fred Hoiberg?
If you can hear me right now with this unbelievable scene here in Lincoln.
Okay, or like this with C.J. Wiltshire.
22 points, C.J. Not sure if you can hear me, but...
And you heard C.J., yeah, I got you.
I'm with you.
We're good.
You got me? You can hear me? Just making sure. Oh, my gosh.
Sean Morris was 15 seconds deep into this question, and he ended the question. He got through a long-winded question, and Fred Hoiberg gave him the, I got nothing on that pass, pal.
Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win on an emotional day. Before we talk specifically about this game today, as you kind of reflect back, still some more basketball to play, but what has this senior class meant to you during your time here?
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
You know what? You know what that is? That's also, that's very similar. That's almost like the Joe Pa over here in our right with that Paul here. That is almost, it is pretty much, they are cousins. These two beginning interviews are cousins of one another.
That's a great point. It really is. Over here on our right with a Paul here. Coach. Long-winded question. You're pretty excited about him? Who's this?
Do we have the full clip?
All right, here we go.
Over here on our right with Paul here.
Hi, Coach. Some of the experts are pretty high in your secondary. What are your feelings on that group? Are you optimistic about them?
About who's this?
All right, I'll put it on the poll. Is Sean Morris a distant cousin of the of Paul?
Or is Joe Pa the distant cousin of Fred Orbe? You could basically have Sean Morris. Yeah. You could have Sean Morris's whole question and then clip in about who's this from Joe Pa, and it would kind of work.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Look at you. I love that I get to see this. I see your screen.
Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win on an emotional day. Before we talk specifically about this game today, as you kind of reflect back, still some more basketball to play, but what has this senior class meant to you during your time here?
About who's this?
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Okay.
They went on 23andMe. That clip went on 23andMe, and they are relatives. They are related. Right?
Incredible. Incredible.
So
check it mate to you, the fact that you ask everyone when it's a celebration on the floor. And that wasn't even a loud celebration.
No.
It was Rutgers. They speak Rutgers. Fred is staring into Sean Morris's eyes. I don't know if he's trying to read his lips or what, but it's not that loud, but the band is striking up.
I guess
Sean's
the band.
Not really he's not projecting as well. And that may be what got him in trouble.
My guess it was the band. I mean, did they try to do the interview inside of the tuba? Or like, why? My guess is the band was the issue.
No. The problem was you didn't see this, so I should have painted the picture. Sean was playing the trumpet as
the new thing. Okay, that's probably not good. You know what they needed? They needed Chip Kelly. Like, hey, would you shut up?
Yes.
Chip Kelly to the band on behalf of Fred Hoiberg.
What would Chip have said?
Hey, will you shut up?
Thank you, Chip. Thank you for all your help. So there's a little bit of basketball. Glad you had a good call. You're back at the hotel right now. Quick time out here from this award-winning podcast to tell you about our friends at The Beanery. TheBeaneryCoffee.com is where you can find them on the World Wide Web. You go to the website, it says, let's hang out. You come to us or we can come to you. That's a great way to say it because you can come to us. Certainly that makes things easier for them and is probably what they prefer. But they do have four locations, Gretna, Papillion, Ashland, and 168th and Giles. You go in there, a couple of them have a drive-thru. It's just a great way. Plus, it's just your neighborhood coffee shop. Support those who support us. Go in there. Great drinks that they have, including the Chicanik drink, which is an iced caramel pecan latte. You get it iced. You get it hot. Bo, what do you like?
I don't mind it being a latte, but it's got to be hot.
Thank you, Bo. Always appreciate you. Again, TheBeaneryCoffee.com is the website, Nick.
And you got a lot of hoops right now that you got to make sure you're crunk enough for, whether it's the Boys State basketball tournament going down this week. You can stop by the Beanery, get crunk for that. Cheering on Husker hoops, Creighton hoops as they get ready to march through the madness here. You need to make sure your crunkness is where it needs to be. And the Beanery Coffee can do just that for you. Again, they got cappuccinos, lattes, all types of coffees. I'm a cold brew coffee guy myself, so me likey the Beanery cold brew coffee.
It's the Beanery serving people coffee.
Have you watched any of the documentary on Nebraska football, Chasing Three?
No.
Oh, you need to watch that thing, boy.
Okay. All right. Okay, boy.
You need to watch it. I watched it at Chicago O'Hare Airport, waiting for my flight to Detroit, and I'm telling it's. You need to check it out. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. It's amazing. I mean, they did the whole, like,
is this about, like, is this about the 96 season?
No, this is about this. This is Chasing Three. Like, that's kind of their mantra. It's like Chasing 3 points where they lost. Oh. It's about this football. Like, so they're doing winter conditioning and it's about bringing it. They have the polar bear going to Nash Hutmacher going and doing his wrestles. It was really good. You need to watch it. You all check right. It out. There's a lot of films coming from Nebraska football. They did basically the whole Hard Knocks series, and now they're doing this. I'm here for it. I love it. I love it. Joel Klatt.
I love it.
Siskel and Ebert say two thumbs up. Joel Klatt says,
I love it.
Thank you, Joel. I'm gonna go watch some of that. You know what I did watch this past weekend? I watched Nebraska baseball.
That's
up close.
Yeah.
It's an odd thing. It was a couple weeks ago. For some reason, I was looking to see where Nebraska baseball was going to be. I don't know why I looked at it at the time, but it said, hey, they're going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, which is a 3-hour drive. And I was going to surprise the kids and Kelly and go, hey, let's go to Charleston this weekend. But then you got to tell them, hey, you got to bring your Husker gear. It's just been complicated.
It's a lot.
Right. So, all right, let's surprise the kids. I brought it up to Kelly. I said this past Wednesday, Husker baseball is in Charleston. Do you want to go this weekend? She's like, yeah, that'd be great. Got a hotel, took the kids, and drove up on Saturday. The hotel was less than a half mile from the ballpark.
Oh, nice.
And we went and watched Nebraska baseball on Saturday and Sunday. And tickets were like $4 a piece because it's College of Charleston, Patriots Point. It was a really unique setting. And Nebraska baseball comes back a couple of times and wins those two games. And the kids are decked out in their Husker gear. You can look at it on my Twitter page there, in the X page, ESPN underscore Schick. A lot of pictures.
Yeah, I saw them.
It's unique. It's very unique because we walk across the street. There's two Huskers just standing outside of the outfield wall as we're crossing the street. So we're walking right up to them. They're there in pregame just to make to get any baseballs that they hit in batting practice. And one of them is Mason McConaughey. No relation to Matthew.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
Want to bless the coos.
No, not College of Charleston Cougars. It was him and then another pitcher. Who's from Canada, like a couple of guys that were really, really nice. Like, you walk across the street and they turn around, see the Husker gear, and they're saying to our kids, like, hey guys, thanks for coming. Like, it was very classy. Like, the guys were great. Kids got autographs. After the game, they hung out. Rob Childress, pregame. I talked to him for a little bit. We exchanged some pleasantries. And then even after the game, he came up and got reacquainted, which was nice. Then Will Bolt comes out. And, of course, all I can think of is your drop.
That boy, Will Bolt up in that thing.
That's right. Like, I wanted to, like, get his reaction to it, play it for, like, no, we're not going to do that.
No.
But he came out Saturday night and assigned autographs to the kids, got a group photo, shook his hand, said, hey, Matt Schick, ESPN, I used to work in Omaha. And he, it's like a light bulb went off. He's like, I thought you looked familiar. I didn't recognize you with the hat. And then I removed the hat. I said, my hair's thinning. He made a hair thinning joke. And we talked for about, you know, 5 minutes. He introduced the family. Like, this was a very unique situation where you've got Nebraska baseball. My kids and wife are huge Husker fans now. They're doing this baseball thing. And just the access that you're getting on this road game where there's only a few hundred fans in the stands.
Right.
Two-thirds of them are probably Husker fans, but most of them are family and friends of these players.
That is crazy,
and
though.
Here they are just coming out. And, you know, you can't do that at Haymarket Park or Hawks Field. It's a zoo, right? I mean, it's just a mob scene. But here it was a really unique. It was almost like you're watching you're there like a Cape Cod Tidewater exhibition game that I would go to back in the day with family. You're just hanging out with some, you know, pro ball players that, and hardly anyone's there. It was a very unique situation, a very cool thing to watch. And it was fun to watch the team. You got to get to know the guys a little bit, got to talk to Rob Childress and Will Bolt and Will Bolt up in that.
Will Bolt up in that thing. Yeah. It's hard to conjure up any other scenario other than that one where you could have gotten that kind of access with any of the players or anything quite like that. But yeah, especially for your kids at that age, like, I mean, they are like, I mean, are they team Husker baseball, go to the College World Series now, or like,
they are, we're like looking up the top 150 MLB prospects and they're, you know, I'm like, well, you know, there's a couple here on this team, and Gabe Swanson is one of these guys, and then a couple at College of Charleston. And so we're going back and forth, and we watched two full games there in the stands, and then there was softball going on right there. And it's $4-5 to get in. We had second row. Like, it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? It's the only it's brought to mind. Kelly and I were talking about this. It's like, it's one of the only athletic sporting events of some substantial level that you can afford to take your family to.
Right.
I mean, you can't, we're not going to a Hornets game. We're not spending a month's mortgage to go watch Brandon Miller and the Hornets. It's like $200 a ticket for anything worthwhile, so you can see them up close.
Right
here, it's like I spent $80 total on 12 tickets over 2 days. It was like row one, and got to talk to the players and coaches, who, by the way, are all class. Like, it was just the way that they conduct themselves and everything and engage with the kids. I just want to give a shout out to them.
Look
and Jared Meister, who is the SID, and got to talk to him. It was like a home away from home kind of thing.
I can't believe you didn't text KP, Kyle Peterson, say, hey, I'm about to talk to Rob Childress and Will Bolt up in this thing. Make me sound smart. You made a mistake. Everything right this week except that.
What in the hell are you talking about?
There was one time when I was talking to Rob and you know, did a picture, and we had a good conversation, and I remember I was talking to Rob, and I said something like, how about playing at a ballpark like this, huh? You know, a couple hundred folks. Like, this is what it's all about. This is like kind of an old man conversation. And then Will Bolt after the game. Will Bolt up in that thing.
Will Bolt up in that thing.
Just, you know, talk to him about the game. And they, you know, it was a 4-game series. They played Thursday, and then they were supposed to play Friday. They didn't because it got rained out. So then they played Saturday, Sunday. And he said this off the record, but it's not that big a deal. He's like, yeah, we wanted to do a doubleheader. They didn't want to do it. We wanted to move the game up Friday because we knew rain was coming. They wanted to do it. So he goes, I guess we'll just have to try and sweep them on Sunday.
Ooh, so I like that.
It was like, but it was, you know, it's like a very good natured.
Fun. Yeah, right. That's not like.
But yeah, I mean, you just think about it. You try to do that with Husker football, right? No Husker football players like, thanks for coming, guys. Like, no, because everyone's coming. It's the show in town,
right?
Wherever they go, on the road or home. So I thought it was just a very unique experience for the kids to have. And I, the non-conference stuff, when they go south and they go other places, it's like the perfect time to go see your team. Forget this bowl game stuff. Go see your Husker baseball team or your Husker softball team in like Arizona or Charleston and go watch them play. It's actually pretty fun.
Or go watch your Husker basketball team play when they're a 10 seed in Omaha. Sure. You'll have all the access in the world.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming. Appreciate your support. Glad you can make it here to Omaha.
Want to thank all our fans for the travel in state to come in and support us. That's your chance now. You need to come to Omaha and go check out the Huskers when they're a 10 seed in Omaha. That's my advice to you.
What will have more support? Creighton in a home game at CHI or the Nebraska in an NCAA tournament game at CHI?
That 2 seed is going to be like, what is going on? What?
Do you think the 2 seed will be like Mr. Building? Is that going to, hey, what is going on here?
Right when they walk out under the tunnel, like, hey, what is going on here?
Hey, what is going on here?
Seriously, it would be 17,000 Husker fans. It'd be incredible.
It would be amazing. It would be amazing. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to make it happen. Gosh. I tell you. That whole cliche of like no place like Nebraska and all that stuff, like you're at this game and like 2/3, if not 3/4 of the stands are full of Husker fans.
It is wild. Like, and, good.
Like, listen to this. So Nebraska scores a run Friday night.
People there. Wow.
The other kids are there. Like, it's just no one supports their team like this. It's insane. Like, College of Charleston is probably like, hey, what is going on here?
hey, what is going on here?
College of Charleston got a taste of it before the NCAA tournament goes down for basketball. But yeah, I mean, I remember when I went to Nashville to watch Barrett Rood play for the Tennessee Titans, and the Saturday before the Sunday game, Nebraska played at Wyoming. This was the 2010 season, I believe. And there was a Husker bar in Nashville, and you go there, and it is this bar in Nashville is packed with Nebraska football fans. And, I mean, basically, I was belding when I walked in there. I mean, it's just, it is crazy.
hey, what is going on here?
It's crazy.
It's so true. By the way, you did, I don't know if Kent Pavelka is extremely, you know, thrilled with the fact that you are, like, the star of these videos here. I mean, like, all the time.
Yep.
The road issues for Nebraska are starting to become a pretty big concern.
you are the star of these hype up videos, and again responded to one
of
those
happy.
And said, "This is wrong.
This is wrong, people. Wrong."
Right when Nebraska is getting good, I'm like, "Move aside, Kent. I'm the star of the broadcast team now."
It's so true.
I'm your guy now. I mean,
he's been there through thick and thin, and now things get really good, like, and you're taking over the broadcast.
I'll take it from here, sir. I mean, at this point, who's more likely to narrate a Nebraska basketball video, Morgan Freeman or me?
I'm putting it on the poll. I'm putting it up there.
At this point, now they got me. I'm all in my head now when I like record a pod about Nebraska basketball. I'm like thinking about like, okay, how would this, maybe I should just lean into it and just like, just create the greatest, you know, like for this Rutgers win, like Rutgers is a surging team, excellent defensively. You have to match their physicality, their grit, and Nebraska has shown that they can do that, but can they do it again? There you go, Nebraska. There's your intro into.
You know what? I want in on this. I want in on this for the NCAA tournament. Like, guys, clip this, use this, play this as they get, once they get selected. You know, Nebraska is the only major conference program yet to win an NCAA tournament game. There's a lot of folks out there saying this is the year. Hey, they can go to the Sweet 16. Hey, they're going to win a game. You know what? I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, there you go.
Boom.
Nebraska, use that for your bulletin board, okay? For your hype video. I want in on this.
Okay. See, this is what we can do that each week now. We can now, because we got opportunities now. You know, we can do one for the Big Ten tournament, right?
That's right.
We can record some next Sunday, we can record some bulletin board material for Nebraska before they head to the Big Ten tournament. Yep. You know?
I like that. I'm in on that.
You're in on this. I'm gonna let you in the club. The narrating club. Okay.
See if I can get in this Morgan Freeman train that you're on. Quick time out here from this award-winning podcast to tell you about our friends at the Supernovas. Go to supernovas.com and order your tickets. The next upcoming match at home is Thursday, March 14th, when they host the Atlanta Vibe. You can get your tickets at supernovas.com, Nick.
Supernovas.com is the place to find all the information that you need. And when you are trying to check out and be a part of an incredible volleyball movement, the Supernovas is the place to be. We're talking about 10, 11,000 people there for you to make sure you're supporting the Omaha Supernovas. Secure your season and single match tickets at supernovas.com. Again, you can witness world-class talent, NCAA national champs, All-Americans, Olympians, all on this roster. Join the volleyball movement sweeping across the country and see your Major League Volleyball team, the Omaha Supernovas. Check them out at supernovas.com.
There was this reference, and Dr. Phil has been on a trip. He's been killing it in the media recently, but someone referenced this. Josh Dillo tweeted this to us and said, guys, we have another edition. Here's Dr. Phil on Bill Maher earlier this week.
Okay.
Young people, since they started keeping records, anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, suicidality, and that started in 2009-2010.
Yes. I am just...
Not a great topic. Not a great topic, but a great dismount. 2009-2010.
That started in 2009-2010.
I mean, you have to go back to 2009-2010 to me.
Okay. This is like... Basically, this whole pod is just like I'm getting vindicated, validated. You name it, it's happening to me here.
This is your validation pod.
There's
no question about it.
This is.
Shall we get to the polls?
I would love to be able to help you with the polls, but at this point, Elon Musk is still telling me something went wrong. But don't fret, it's not your fault. Basically, Robin Williams is coming in and helping me out. Hey, sport, I know you want to get on Twitter, but you can't. It's not your fault.
I can't believe you're doing Goodwill Hunting.
I'm serious. I wish I could show you. I mean,
that was fine.
So I'm down for the polls, but yeah, you're gonna have to do them yourself, brother.
Should Nebraska fans just storm the court after every home win? 84% said yes. Just storm that puppy.
Storm that court. Just storm that puppy.
After the Nebraska win. For baseball, I got a lot of tweets of, I hope you stormed that puppy.
Wait, did they not storm did they not storm PBA after the Rutgers win tonight?
I don't think so. And nor did they storm Patriots Point. at College of Charleston, should court storms be banned? 87% said no. Thank you.
No.
Who's better suited to be with Kelly Kapowski? Kyle Filipowski or Zach Morris? Kyle Filipowski gets 55%. Congrats, Kyle.
Ooh.
I love the jokes of like, wow, he mustered up after a torn Achilles and a career-ending injury. He was able to go off for 30 against Virginia. It's just so
good. It was so good. Especially did you see the one, there's like a highlight replay but from behind the basket of this like windmill dunk where he like puts his head up by the rim and people are like, wow, a week ago he was Lieutenant Dan in Vietnam and now he's windmilling.
How about whenever someone storms the court, like Sister Jean, there's a video of her on the court supporting Loyola Chicago. Someone tweets, sorry, this is only for the players. Sister Jean, you're going to Jay Billis is sending you to Alcatraz.
All the Billis stuff is just tremendous.
Oh my gosh. He had it coming. This is so good. What sounds more old? Get off my lawn or get off my court? 64% said get off my lawn.
Okay, I guess so.
Did you ever trust Jeff completely? 90% said no.
Why would anybody have ever trusted him? Not complete. Like, I mean, I never trusted that guy.
Saved by the Bell. Oh, this is from Jeff Salem, who says the only more shady Jeff is any Jeff spelled G-E-O-F-F. That's so true. You have a Jeff with a G, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Should Jeff have been on an episode of To Catch a Predator? 94% said yes. Mustache Dad with a great tweet. He's got the Leonardo DiCaprio GIF pointing at the TV and writes, Deshard Choice when CNBC shows To Catch a Predator and sees Jeff on it.
And then Deshard Choice tweeted this. No To Catch a Predator tonight. Not cool, CNBC.
Who has the better closing argument for court stormings? Kent Pavelka wins 63% over Jake Muehlhausen with 29%, Matt Cotney with 8%. What was the better show? Unsolved Mysteries beats Rescue 911, 74% to 26%. Should court storming be decided by the states? 69% said yes. And does bumper pool go hard? 67% said yes.
I love that.
That was a fun exchange.
That was my favorite exchange of last week. I love me some bumper pool.
Do you vote in the show polls before you listen to the show or after? 63% said after. And will Jake ever win a poll over Kent? 89% said no.
Jake.
I feel bad for Jake.
I do, too.
By the way, I've got the Big South Tournament Championship coming up on Sunday.
Oh.
There's a good chance High Point, it's hosted by High Point, it's a good chance they're going to win. What should be my Jim Nance finish on High Point? And I want to take suggestions on Twitter. I'm going to put it out there. You can reply to it in the comments when I post it. But what should be the High Point reaches a new heights? Maybe that's it. Reaches
that's
new heights.
Good. See, I was Okay, I look up there the Panthers.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go Brian Fantana, go Sex Panther, like High Point Panthers. 60% of the time, they make the tournament every time. ESPN, how quickly are you not ever calling a game again for ESPN?
How about this? I tell you what, these Panthers, they are on fire. You know what? They're like pure gasoline. It'd be incredible.
Just play on that whole scene.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Just do the whole the whole under eight, you know, from the 4 to 8 minute, 8 to 4 minute mark of the first half.
Just start it.
Pure Anchorman.
Start that scene. Start. I like that. High Point, New Heights. I mean, that's got to be it, right?
I like that one. I just came up with that. That was purely off the cuff. High Point to new heights. I don't know if you can work in high and point into the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are all prescripted. This is what the experts do. So I've got to get that ready.
Because it can't be a play on Huss.
If they win it.
You know, it can't be. I mean, Huss is too, that's too deep of a cut, probably.
It's true.
Al Huss.
It's true.
Little Huss to the tournament. Yep. But I like High Point.
Well, they did. See if anyone can come up. If you have the best one, I will use it.
Now, are you going to take credit for this? Or how will this work?
Yeah, I will say it and then give credit on Twitter. I will not give credit on the air. I'm sorry about that. You know, Alan Huss is a former Creighton assistant. Tyler, what do you think of him leaving Creighton for High Point?
I'm not happy about that.
Schick and Nick, yeah! Schick and Nick, yeah! The Schick and Nick Show, yeah! Here we go!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win on an emotional day. Before we talk specifically about this game today, as you kind of reflect back, still some more basketball to play, but what has this senior class meant to you during your time here?
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
Rather than kind of look at specifically at this game, talk a big picture about what the senior class has meant to you and your program.
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
What has this senior class meant to you during your time here?
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
Talk big picture.
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
As you kind of reflect back, still some more basketball to play.
I didn't hear a word you said, Sean. I'm sorry.
I can't hear a word you say.
A Huda Media Production.